Ed Norris does the hockey at 7:15. Jeremy Kahn gets stupid at 7 o'clock. But right now, Grayson Rodriguez is delivering bad news. He told the people from foul territory there's no quote-unquote hard calendar for his return.
Right now, obviously, don't really know anything. There's not really a hard calendar. I think with a kind of a lat soft tissue injury, I think a lot of it goes off how you feel being asymptomatic. I think, you know, you have to hit step one to get to step two. You know, I think if you start really looking ahead, I don't know. Sometimes it doesn't always work out the way you want it to. But like I'm saying, you know, you don't want to get a timetable in your head. That way, you know, you start worrying about 4, 5, 6 weeks down the road when you need to be worried about today. And then when tomorrow gets here, you start focusing on tomorrow. That's kind of the mindset that I've been in that really helps me through a time like this. Because obviously, you know, nobody wants to be on the IL. But, you know, importantly, you got to take it one step at a time, one day at a time, doing everything you can, you know, today to make yourself better for tomorrow. And then, you know, if tomorrow, you know, means you get to pick up the baseball, then great. If not, you know, you keep doing your steps until you get there.
Jeremy, does it sound like he's trying to be focused or is he being pessimistic?
I just think he's not trying to give out too much information. If I'm him, like, I don't know that I can be optimistic about this right now because, I mean, going for the second opinion, hearing what you want to say. So you get it from the second doctor. He tells you what you want to hear. The first doctor didn't. Who's right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to find out which one's right, you know, like at some point, because if this goes on and he tries to make the comeback and boom, it's gone. And now he's missing part of next year. We're dealing with the Kyle Bradish situation all over again.
Ed, I think he's trying to be more focused than anything. I'm not going to worry about a hard timetable right now because tomorrow I have work to do. It sounds to me it's more focused than it is pessimistic.
Yeah, I think it was pessimistic. I just think he's given an explanation. And
yeah.
This is what pisses me off with a lot of people. You mentioned this as we opened the show. Hate is going to hate. You know, if you give an explanation for what's going on, especially when you're injured like this, people, they call it an excuse. It's not an excuse. It's an explanation. This is what's going on. He sounds like he's focused. He's being very matter of fact and doing a smart thing. You don't want to rush yourself back. If you're not healthy, if you're not healed, you can't play. You shouldn't play because it's going to happen again. So what's the point? We get him back for 2 weeks and he's gone for the rest of the season. So to me, it's just, you know, I hate the expression, but it is what it is.
And again, like, where do you go with this? Because my whole thing is this season isn't lost quite yet, even though a lot of people feel like it is. And if Grayson, if you're looking at this outlook and there's not some sliver of light of him pitching this year.
Shut it down then.
I don't know what they're thinking behind the scenes, and they're not going to tell us everything that's going on, but I haven't liked anything I've heard about Grayson. Including this, when it comes out, it's like, we kind of know that there's not a timetable because they don't know the severity of this injury. They don't know where this is coming from, why it's happening, and they're trying to figure that out. And is this something where it's inevitable that he's going to have Tommy John surgery at some point, or is this something that heals on its own?
I think it is.
I do too. I think the same thing as Garrett Cole last year.
I think, when you ask the question, when do you return, and you don't have the answer, you go with it's not a hard timetable. And I think that's what we have to keep in mind. He was asked that question. That wasn't a volunteer information. Yeah. And if I don't know, I don't know. I don't want to make anything up to you. I don't want to mislead you or the fans into thinking that I know when. No, I don't know. This thing has a mind of its own. He says soft tissue, and he's right. Those soft tissue injuries, you don't dictate them. They dictate you.
I thought it'd been great if Mike Elias was in the room, like Bill Belichick's girlfriend, just yelling, "We're not going to talk about that. When are you coming back? We're not talking about it." No, it's not happening.
That was outstanding.
There's so much coming out on that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I think my initial reaction to everything was correct about high-end escorts and different things. I don't know. Allegedly.
If he doesn't come back anytime soon, then what are your thoughts on the pitching staff? Either one of you. If he doesn't come back. Because for me, Zach Eflin, I always thought would be the first back.
So can I tell you why? The reason I liked this team coming into this season, even with some of the things that were going on, is with Eflin and Grayson, I thought you could get to the certain point that you needed to when Bradish comes back.
Same here.
And then even on top of that, I thought there was a chance you might make another move unless Sagano or somebody else is like, hey, they're pitching really well. You don't have to.
But unfortunately, even if they were here, they'd have they would have to have ERAs of 2.5.
Yeah.
The way we're scoring.
Well, like when people are talking about it, it's like, oh, if you didn't let Burns walk, yeah, you're it's not changing as much as you guys think. When you go look at players war, that tells you the wins above replacement. Like somebody coming
that's
in
analytics, people don't believe that.
It's not well, I mean, that's what war tells you. That's what it's good for. But like when you come down to it and you start looking at it, yeah, the team would be better if you had better starting pitching and the injuries didn't happen. But would they have been willing to make that move at the trade deadline to better this team had the guys been healthy? Or is this another situation where you think what we have is good enough and then you're just adding other pieces, bullpen arm, another right-handed bat? So
what gets me is, man, we talk about analytics, and what I mean, we not on the show, but in this area, like it's something foreign. Like it's just you punch everything in the computer, you come out with something. I go back to the caller who said, you know, they use all these analytics now. I remember back in the day when they used to turn pitchers' careers around. Jeremy, what were they using to turn pitchers' careers around back then? Analytics.
Well, yeah. I mean,
but it's, all it is information. It's analytics.
But what you told the story the other day of Gibson going to Santander and just handing him the iPad, right? Yeah. Like, hey, go look, or the tablet, go look at this. And what's he looking at? This isn't, they didn't have tablets 30 years ago to look at this stuff. They're looking analytically and seeing what's going on with the swing.
They were just recently allowed in baseball, in the dugout. When was that? Was that 5 years ago, maybe?
Probably because of the Apple Watch and all
right.
the other stuff.
They just recently, within not even a decade, in the dugout. So, yeah, this is all new stuff. And they use, you would be foolish and not to use all the information that's given to you to solve the problem.
Absolutely. You don't have to, you don't have to take it as, you know, an order. Just take the information and make a decision. But it's nice to have as much intelligence as you can get. It's pretty much with any business. So, yeah, why wouldn't you use any technology available?